Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In John chapter 10, we find Jesus' beautiful discourse about him being the good shepherd. Jesus compares his followers as the sheep that he leads and cares for as their loving shepherd. In the middle of the story, Jesus declares, quote, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Now the King James Version renders it this way, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." But what did Jesus mean by saying, "We will have a full and abundant life"? Now in today's world, there are people who proclaim that the abundant life Jesus offers is a life of continual wealth, continual health, and continual success. That message is referred to as the prosperity gospel. Is this what Jesus was talking about? Simply having a physical life full of money, full of possessions, full of success? You know, it's rather unfortunate that so many Christians have interpreted verse 10 only in the material sense. But if Jesus is not talking about material blessings, what then is the life in abundance that he promises? Brethren, think about this. The whole of John's gospel is focused on life. Life. L-I-F-E. Let me read you a few scriptures from the gospel of John. In chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people." The famous John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." And finally, John 20:31, "But these are written so that you may believe, and that through believing you may have life in his name." Friends, life or eternal life in John's gospel is not just about life after death. It is life that begins here and now. It is knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he did send. This life is knowing the voice of the Good Shepherd who truly cares for us. It is a full life in Christian community, a life of security, a life of fellowship, and a life of nourishment as part of his flock. Brethren, it is an abundant life that abounds in meaning and value. It is a life that endures even beyond death. Amen.